This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير أما بعد Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used sometimes to ask the Sahaba, the companions, questions that they know the answers to emphasize and to remind them of the importance of why he's asking these questions. Just like the questions he asked on the day when he was giving his last khutbah in Hajj, khutbatul wada', when he asked them, do you know which day it is? Do you know which month it is? Do you know which land this is? And of course, all the companions, may Allah be pleased with each and every one of them, they knew the answer to that. But then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reminding them of the importance of the day, the time, and the place they were in. And today I would ask myself and you, do you know which day it is? Do you know the day that we are in today? And the place that we are in today, and the time that we are in today. Because sometimes habits overwhelm and overcome, and we start getting used to things and not understand and realize its importance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah an occasion, the day of Jumu'ah, and the gathering of Jumu'ah. And this gathering of Jumu'ah is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated a surah in the Quran, Surah al-Jumu'ah. There is no Surah al-Eid. There is no surah for other gathering and occasion like this one that is repetitive every single week. The day of Jumu'ah wasn't called the day of Jumu'ah before this. It was called Al-Aruba. And it was called Al-Jumu'ah because Al-Jumu'ah means the day of gathering. Because in that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to gather at this particular time to witness this important observation on this particular day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a special day in the week. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as it is narrated in Sahih Muslim, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun rises upon is the day of Jum'ah, Friday. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ. On that day, Adam was created. وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. On that day, he entered Jannah. On that day, he left Jannah. وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. And the hour will come on the day of Jum'ah. That day, the importance of that day is highlighted in so many ahadith, in so many reports, in the sunnah, in the seerah. But what I'd like to do today, inshallah, is to go over Surah Al-Jum'ah. Because in that surah, if we ponder and contemplate and read it with tadabbur, with understanding, we will see so much and understand so much into what this Jum'ah means. Why we gather here every Friday. Why is this so important to our practice, to our religion? Why is this so important to our relationship to Islam and our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Although the word Jumu'ah doesn't come into the very last passages of this surah, which is a very short, one of the short surah in Quran, it's only 11 ayahs. But the entire theme is a total reminder of why we come here every Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. That starts with praising and exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, all what's on earth and in heaven, and in heavens, exalts and praise four attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were chosen. And nothing is arbitrary in the Quran. Nothing in the Quran except muhkam, except by design, by wisdom, and by absolute power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah chose four names to exalt Himself with, Azza wa Ala. He said, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. The King, the one who owns and controls his dominion. Al-Quddus, the most pure, exalted. Al-Aziz, the Almighty, the All-Powerful. Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. And then subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will come to the choice of one of these four names as we speak about the second ayah. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. It is Allah who sent amongst the unlettered a messenger from amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to people that are not known for their knowledge in science and math or in writing. They're actually the majority of the people that of Quraysh, of the Arabia at that time, there are only few handful of people that even knew how to write or read. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was unlettered. So Allah says, He sent amongst those unlettered a messenger from amongst them. Why? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ To recite his ayat, his verses, and also it can come as his signs and his proofs. To show him, to show them who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. These are people who lost their compass. These are people who started turning to idols, turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reintroduce, to show them who Allah is, to show them al-Malik, to show them that first attribute of Allah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ The second mission of the messenger is to purify them. Because they were involved in idolatry. They were involved in so many social crimes. They were involved in abusing their own children by killing their daughters. They were involved in abusing their own wives and women and treating them like their own goods. They were involved in discriminating against people. They were involved in abusing their servants and slaves. They were involved in usury and riba. They were involved in lewdness. And Allah sent the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take that ummah, that nation, that group of people, and purify them, and prepare them to lead the world. So the second name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quddus, the most pure, who send the messenger to purify people. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ And then to teach them two things, Al-Kitab wal-Hikmah. To teach them the book and the wisdom. What is the difference? The book, it comes in the meaning of to teach them the law, to teach them the doctrine, to teach them the deen, the do's and the don'ts of how to live their daily lives. It is the final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the perfect law. It's the sharia. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ And it was so befitting in that sequence. الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ The Almighty, the All-Powerful, He's the one that applies the law. And He's the one that commands actions from his servants. And then al-hikmah, to teach them the wisdom, to teach them the spirituality, to teach them Islam. And that was befitting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is al-hakim. How does that relate it to al-jumu'ah? Because we come to al-jumu'ah to do these four things, brothers and sisters. We come here to learn يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ To learn the verses and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come here to be purified, to shed off our sins that we accumulated and gathered throughout the week, to recharge our spiritual batteries. Just like you charge your phone maybe every night. We come here for tazkiyah. We don't come here to wash the guilt that we just need to do something. We come here to get higher on iman, on spirituality. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And we come here to learn our religion, to learn al-kitab, and to learn al-hikmah. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And indeed, before this, they were in absolute ignorance, and they were lost. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the next verse, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. Because the speech was about the unlettered, was about the Quraysh, was about the people that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among at that time. But then Allah says, don't think that this applies only to those unlettered. Don't think that it applies only to the Meccans, to the Qurayshi, to the people of Arabia. It doesn't apply only to the people that live at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَآخَرِينَ. And there will be others. Minhum. They belong to the same ummah. Minhum. لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. They haven't come yet. But they will come. At the time of the revelation of Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah says there will be more people that will join this teaching. There will be more people that will come to join. They're not here yet, but they will come. لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And indeed, He is the most powerful, the all-wise. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is indeed the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has the greatest favors. This is indeed a favor from Allah, a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sent this Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take this ummah from the depth of ignorance and darkness into the light of knowledge, into the light of the Qur'an, al-kitab, and the wisdom and the light of Islam and spirituality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a contrast. If we don't come and learn, if we don't pay attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to do, He gives us an example of those who were given bounties and favors, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, but then they failed. And of those are Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them and favored them. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلَّمَا خَلَقَ نَبِي خَلَفَهُ نَبِي. They would have so many messengers. Every messenger that would die, another messenger would come. They had so many prophets, so many messengers. That Allah chose them, favored them, and gave them the book, gave them the Torah. And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, what happened to us, when we read and contemplate the Quran, and we hear the mention of other umam, we sometimes think that Allah wants us, or sometimes think that the words of Allah are towards them. It is the opposite. They're gone. They've done. They have responsibility before Allah. But Allah is telling us. Allah is warning us, not them. Allah is telling us not to fall into the same mistakes. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that you will follow those who before you, meaning the Christians and the Jews. For every step, even if they went into a lizard hole, you will follow them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has given us an example and telling us, here you are. Allah send you the messenger. Allah send you the book. Allah send you the wisdom and the teaching. But I will give you an example of people that failed that mission. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا. The example, the similitude of those who were given another book, the book of Torah, but they did not carry it. What does that mean? They did not give it its due right. They did not take care of the message. They did not guard the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor, the bounty, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That favor that Allah gave wasn't taken care of. And Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Just like the donkey loaded with books. That is not to say, to give that as to say that they are like that, but just to say that that donkey, just an example, is not benefiting from these books. But it's a burden upon that donkey. It's a burden upon that animal to carry the load. But at the same time, is not benefiting from what these books have to offer. Don't be like that. Don't make your religion a burden, but not benefit from it. Don't make the day of Jumu'ah a penalty or a burden or something that you just have to come and just spend the time and just watch your watch and say, when is he going to finish and so I can run away from here. Benefit from it. Use your time. بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a reminder about death. Because the day of Jumu'ah is the best reminder of the day of resurrection. It is the day of gathering like we are going to be gathered on the day of resurrection. It is a day when we will be coming to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to face our actions and to face our deeds and to be asked. It is a day, every Friday, every Jumu'ah, we should remember that death that we try to escape. Because life is too short, brothers and sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once gave us this beautiful occasion every Friday, every Jumu'ah, every week to make the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز مستغفرين. Please come forward, make room in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Then the verses go into this final passage when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions the day of Jumu'ah. And the mention is not anymore about the benefits of it, because now it is apparent why we benefit from the day of Jumu'ah. But it is about a very important aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous laws, the last law He revealed before Quran, before Islam and before the Sharia was the Torah. The laws that were given to the people that Musa alayhi salam was sent to, the Khalaqah. And in those laws there is something called the Sabbath. The Shabbat. And in the Sabbath, You shall not work. You cannot do anything. You should dedicate yourself spiritually. And it has a huge burden. It's an entire full day from sunset to the sunrise 24 hours later. To another sunset 24 hours later. A full day. You can't do anything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will send this messenger, in another verse, to lift some of the burdens. But Allah gave us the Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Allah did not give us a Sabbath, but gave us Salat al-Jumu'ah. And He said, very clearly in this surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. O you who believe, when it is called to the prayer of the day of Jumu'ah, then leave the trade. Leave all interactions, leave all transactions. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Then come, hurry, make effort, أَسْعَوْا. Like sa'i, when you make sa'i. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, and when the salah is over, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favor and bounty. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Continue to mention Allah and to remember Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That you may attain success. And then Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا إِنْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. But when they see the trade or transactions or something of worldly benefit or entertainment, they would leave. And it came about some people in the masjid that actually left the Jum'ah and ran to see a caravan that just arrived in Medina. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. And they left you in the masjid. And today we don't really have to leave the masjid. We just need to check our phone or do something else just to leave the salah completely. To leave the Jum'ah completely. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Then Allah says, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّمَا قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. What is with Allah, what is what, when you are in the masjid, when you are in Jumu'ah, you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message at the end of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Better and best than any entertainment, than anything you can spend your time on, and any worldly benefit, any business, any work, anything that you can attain. Brothers and sisters, I will leave you with this thought, that we can measure our own spiritual level, our own commitment, by what Jumu'ah means to us, and how much a priority that we put on making it here and making it here on time, inshallah. And we have to make a commitment to do better and to understand the value and the importance of such an occasion and to understand the depth of this weekly gathering of the Muslims and how strong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah with this weekly gathering. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.